Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Newfound Records Radio Hour, the show that features all kinds of Newfoundland and Labrador music from the vinyl era, the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. If you're a hopeless nostalgic, if you're stuck in a vinyl groove, if you're inclined to drift from the mainstream, stay tuned for an hour full of music by Newfoundland and Labrador's pioneer recording artists with your host, Wayne Tucker.
Well, thank you, Rosemary, and thank you for tuning in. And welcome to a spanking new season of Newfound Records. I'm Wayne Tucker, and throughout today's show, you'll hear some obscure Newfoundland recordings that I've added to the NFR library over the summer months. And you'll hear a rare track by Laverne Squires. She recently passed away. And still more, you're going to hear a rarity by Figgy Duff. They were honored by the Newfoundland Folk Arts Society with a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Folk Festival in Bannerman Park a month ago. And there's lots more too. Kicking off the show and the season, this is Gord Drake with Newfoundland Fishermen.
When I think of the ocean and the high rolling sea, thoughts of fortune and disaster, they all come to me. We take from the sea and the sea from us. The life of a fisherman surely is rough. Things sure have changed from years ago, when the work was hard and the wages were low. Salt fish and homebrew were simple delight. They worked 16 hours from morning till night. They came from the outports, the small coves and bays. They came young and old to sail far away, to return in the fall with a few dollars more. So happy to see their loved ones once more. Things sure have changed from years ago, when the work was hard and the wages were low. Saltfish and homebrew were simple delight. They worked 16 hours from morning till night. You people of Newfoundland, please understand our fathers' courage and love for this land. The sea is his life and his life is the sea. So you Newfoundland fishermen are heroes to me. Things sure have changed from years ago, when the work was hard and the wages were low. Saltfish and homebrew were simple delight. They worked 16 hours from morning till night. So you Newfoundland fishermen are heroes to me.
That's Gord Drake from his album I Am a Fisherman, it's called. Released in 1987, the song was Newfoundland Fisherman, and it was composed by Cyril Brown. Now, I know very little about Gord Drake. I tried to find out some information and had virtually no success. The liner notes on the album are no help at all, other than it seems that Drake must have lived in the Ballorum area. And that's where the album was recorded, at Sim Studio in Ballorum, on the SWC label. I believe the SWC's studio musicians appeared on this album. It's Gord Drake. He handled vocals, played accordion and rhythm guitar. Sim Savory played rhythm guitar and piano. Bud Davidge chipped in harmony vocals. Huey Poole is credited with harmony vocals. Conrad Williams was the drummer. Mike Higgins played steel. And Cyril Brown played bass. Remember, he was the fellow that composed the song. And I want to thank Steve Fruitman for making this music available to me. I didn't even know the album existed till I saw it in Steve's collection. And by the way, if you like vinyl recordings, be sure to check out Steve's All Vinyl show. It originates from CIUT Studio at the University of Toronto, and you can listen to it right here on CHMR and in St. John's, Tuesday evenings at 8 p.m. And believe me, it's well worth a listen. It's a great show. Obscure vinyl music played by a very knowledgeable host. And now here's a track from another LP that Steve made available to me. It's the second album by a group called the Fortune Bay Sons. Now, I had their first album. It was self-titled and called the Fortune Bay Sons. They released it in 1981. But the second album has the title Stay at Home, Lad. And that was released 5 years later, 1986. And like Gord Drake's track that you just heard, this album, too, was recorded at Sim Studio in Ballore. Now, the Fortune Bay Sons for this album were Vince Keeping, he played vocals and drums. Cyril Brown handled vocals and bass. Jim Vallis played rhythm guitar, piano, and lead guitar. And Harry Keeping handled the accordion. Now, here they are with a song composed by Vince Keeping. It's The Old Fishing Schooner on the Newfound Records Radio Hour.
There's an old fishing schooner in the harbor. Its sails are all tattered and torn. As I stand gazing out over the ocean, I think of the hardships it has known. I remember the days of my childhood, when it sailed across the water so grand, taking our fathers to the Grand Banks to fish for their families on land. If that old ship could talk, oh what stories it would tell about some happy days I know. It would tell of the hardships and dangers man and schooner had to face long ago. My thoughts wander back through the ages as a dragger pulls away from the pier. It still all shines bright in the sunlight from the winds and the waves, it has no fear. As it passes by the schooner on the shoreline, I wonder what that old ship might say. Would it still be as proud and majestic as it was on its first fishing day? If that old ship could talk, oh what stories it would tell about some happy days I know. It would tell of the hardships and dangers man and schooner had to face long ago. It would tell of the hardships and dangers man and schooner had to face long ago.
Fortune Bay Sons with Old Fishing Schooner from their album Stay at Home, Lad, released in 1986. You're listening to Newfound Records. I'm Wayne Tucker. Now, next up, we have a fellow by the name of Lloyd Noserty. And like Gord Drake, who I played a little earlier, I know nothing about Lloyd Noserty. That's another record that I got from Steve Fruitman over the summer. Now, it seems that Lloyd Noserty probably is a Newfoundlander, because one side of the 45 RPM single that he released is the tune Tribute to Newfoundland, you know, the one written by Little Johnny Cameron. And the record is produced by none other than Michael T. Wall from Cornerbrook, Newfoundland. Now, what you're going to hear is the flip side of that song, and that's called It's Your World. That one was written by Marty Robbins. Robbins took it to number 3 on the Billboard's country charts in 1961. Here's Lloyd Noserty.
It's your world and your smile turns on like sunshine. Thank you. of the tongue. There must be a sweet love in your heart, 'cause there just isn't any in mine.
Now it's time for a break, but do stay tuned, because on the other side, you'll hear the voice of Reverend Lester Bury. His dogs were his best friends.
Are you working with a group? Do you need to have more space and a comfortable working environment? Then come into the Commons. We now have 6 collaborative workstations in place to help your group projects come together. These stations can accommodate up to 6 people at a time and can be booked online on our website. To learn more, please come visit us at the second floor of the QE2 library or visit us online at thecommons.mon.ca.
Hi, this is Elaine Kilpatrick. You're listening to CHMR 93.5 FM.
You're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour on CHMR in St. John's, CJBI in Belle Island, VOBB in Bonbay, BOIR in Cornerbrook, Southern Shore Sounds in Fairland, and CIOE in Lower Sackville, Nova Scotia. Once again, here's your host, Wayne Tucker.
Thank you, Rosemary, and we kick off part 2 of Newfound Records now with a real interesting track here, something a bit different. It's by Reverend Dr. Lester Leland Bury, and he was born in Safe Harbor, Bonavista Bay, way back in 1898, and he passed away in 1977. In 1924, he was ordained a Methodist minister, and he served in many island of Newfoundland communities. He also spent much time in northern Newfoundland and in Labrador, and it was in Labrador that in the winter he often traveled to communities within his pastoral charge by dog team. And now this is really precious. You're going to hear a track featuring Reverend Bury, and he's talking in this about the importance of his dogs. It comes from an album called Bill McNeil's Voice of the Pioneer, and that was released in 1982. So that would have been, when did I say Dr. Bury died? It was in 1977. So that was 5 years after he had passed away. And it is the only Newfoundland track on that album, Voice of the Pioneer. So here it is. It's called My Dogs Were My Best Friends. First you'll hear the voice of the narrator, Bill McNeil, and then you'll hear Reverend Bury.
The main method of transportation in the Canadian North was by dog team. Lester Bury was a United Church minister in Labrador who found that his most precious possession was the dog team that he used for transportation.
My leading dog was 100 feet from the Komatik, and I could sit on the nose of man on my Komatik anywhere and with a voice not any higher than I'm talking to you now, guide my dog just anywhere I wanted to, around this tree or around that ballycat or anywhere at all. That dog is out there 100 feet from the Comedic, listening with his ears pricked, and you just say, header, 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 and he'll turn off to the right and huck, 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 and turn off to the left, and you turn him around that ballycatter or this ballycatter or whatever it might be. Only one difficulty we have in the winter, and that is that in certain conditions of temperature, when the snow is a little clammy, and that's a little wet, we find that between their toes, ice will make form. And you have to be very careful about that. If you don't, you'll ruin your dog. You have to know that, that some dogs will let you know it, but other dogs will sort of tough it, sort of, you know. Mm-hmm. And they might be going for half an hour with a ball of ice between their toes. Well, if that's not taken out, the dog's toes, of course, will get sore, and then the dogs are crippled for perhaps a week or so. So we watch that. We know that. That particular type of day, we will stop the dogs every hour or so and clear out their toes. And between. And that's the only thing in the winter. Now, in the spring, when the snow is thawing and the weather is mild and you get this hot sun the day and the surface of the snow and the ice is thawed, the ice is very cutting for dogs. And then we have to be very, very careful, and we have to use boots on them. And it's really bags, a little bag of seal skin. We sew them up in such a way, and you have to have two holes in the front part of them for their two toenails to get out through. If you don't, you'll cripple the dog. Then you tie these little bags on their paws and their feet with babish or tippish. That's the thongs of deer skin. And, of course, in the spring of the year, we don't have to use 10 or 15 dogs for a trip. Four or five dogs is as good in the spring as 10 or 15 in the winter, you see. The old dogs, they'll almost ask you in the morning to put on their boots. They don't want to go. They know what they're up against. But the younger dogs, the pups, first-year dogs, you have to fight with them. And they'll chew them off, and you have to watch them. They'll chew them off as fast as you put them on.
That was Reverend Dr. Lester Bury. Well, as I said earlier, I spent a little time in Toronto over the summer and spent some time with Steve Fruitman. And one of the things we did was we visited, we had to do this, the Horseshoe Tavern. And that was Toronto's mecca of live country music back in the 60s and on through the 70s. And the whole place, when you walk in through the door there, just reeks of musical history. There's old newspaper articles displayed on the wall there. And I was thinking while I was in there, well, you know, this was the spot where Dick Nolan actually led the house band back in the early and mid-1960s. Man, that must have been some exciting. And another guy that had a steady gig there a little bit later on was Stompin' Tom Connors. And we're going to hear a tune from Stompin' Tom now, a tune that he recorded live at that very place, the Horseshoe Tavern, back in 1973. And I've chosen a song that was a co-write between Tom Connors and Newfoundlander Roy Payne. The track is My Stomping Grounds on the Newfound Records Radio Hour.
Here's a song that I had a little help with the idea of this song. A fellow Newfoundlander, by the way, a fellow by the name of Roy Payne, gave me the idea to write this here song. And with his idea and with a little bit of my lyrics, And a tune, we come up with a number, and it's called My Stomping Grounds. If you'll bide with me on this one, it's true as I feel it. I guess it's in the gear D, boys. I've been all across this country, from the East Coast to the West. And I've been asked about 1,000 times what places I like best. Well, I've had to base my answers on the friendly people I found. And if you're inclined to take the time, this is where you'll find my stomping grounds. Just take a little piece of PEI, go Saskatchewan, Nova Scotia and New Brunswick, Quebec and Newfoundland, Alberta and Manitoba, Ontario and BC, and you'll have found the stomping grounds of all my friends and me. You'll have found the stomping grounds of all my friends and me. You know, there was a time with a buddy of mine when a freight train was our abode. We found people in this here land that would help a guy along the road. Some of them lived in a country and others lived in town. But these are the people that made me proud to say this is my stomping grounds. Just take a little piece of PEI and old Saskatchewan, Nova Scotia and New Brunswick, Quebec and Newfoundland, Alberta and Manitoba, Ontario and BC, and you'll have found the stomping grounds of all my friends and me. You'll have found the stomping grounds of all my friends and me. Now you've heard my answer. It's one I hope you'll understand. It's just my way of kind of saying thank you to the people of this land. And it doesn't matter really where you're from, you can spread the word around. Wherever you find a heart that's kind, you're in a part of my stomping ground. Just take a little piece of PEI, at old Saskatchewan, Nova Scotia and New Brunswick, Quebec and Newfoundland, Alberta and Manitoba, Ontario and BC, and you'll have found the stomping grounds of all my friends and me. And you'll have found the stomping grounds of all my friends and me. Thank you.
Well, that could only be Stomping Tom Connors. That's my stomping grounds from his album Across This Land. Now next, this is quite a treat. Over the summer, I acquired the music to an unreleased album on Island Records that was recorded by John White, and I thank John White's daughter, Debbie Green, for making this available to me. It's quite a rare release, something in the order of 100 or 200 were pressed, and it didn't even have a jacket, so I expect that John White would have sold those at his live performances. Now, apparently, the musicians on here are Ray Walsh on accordion, Ollie Smith on piano, and on guitar, Don Randall. The song you are going to hear is Old Bog Road, and the lyrics for that were written by Irish poet Teresa Brayton. I don't know when she wrote it, but she lived from 1863 to 1943, so the song's pretty old. And the music to the song was written by Madeline King O'Farrelly. Now back to Brayton, the Irish poet. She immigrated to America, New York specifically, in 1895. There's a reference in the first verse of the song to Broadway. Now the original poem had 5 verses. White sings 2, the first and the last. So here's a good listen now. John White, an incredibly rare recording of the Old Bog Road.
I see this marvelous one. I'm only 18 and all for the place where I was born. My weary hands have leased her from work and toil and heat. But oh, to swing the side again, to feel that I reach. Had I the chance to wander back to home again, although I'm still, I see the bottom tree, my golden finding out my man. I hate the day for what is worth and do the best I can. Since no one cares a rush for me, what need can I come on? I'll go my way and earn my pay and smoke my pipe alone.
Thank you. That was John White. Now, if you've ever been to Memorial University, or even if you've just driven by the campus, you've undoubtedly noticed the clock tower, because it's a campus landmark, and in fact, it's right next door here to the CHMR studios. And if you've been looking at the clocks, you may have noticed that they never seem to keep the correct time. I know that's what I've noticed. But something happened over the summer to change that, it seems. And so have a look the next time you're in the vicinity, and you may see that the clocks are actually keeping the correct time. And the reason for that is the clocks were replaced over the summer months. And it is said that the new clocks are built to survive the Newfoundland winters, and they should last much longer than the old clocks. And get this, they'll even glow at night thanks to the new LED light. Here's Harry Hibbs, the Newfie Clock Winder.
A Newfie Clock Winder to Dublin he came. Sylvester Snooks was the old Newfie's name. And as he was passing his way across the Strand, he played on his squeeze box and his music was grand. When me twirl, I'm a lemma, twirl, I'm a lemma, twirl, I 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 twirl. A woman came out in Fitzwilliam Square. She said her old clock was in need of repair. She invited him in and to her delight, in less than 5 minutes, sure he had her clock right. Whip me twirl, I'm a lumma twirl, I'm a lumma twirl, ay. Twirl, ay, or ay, or ay. Whip me twirl, I'm a lumma twirl, I'm a lumma twirl, ay. Twirl, ay, or ay, or ay. They sat down together, taken in stock, when all of a sudden there came a loud knock. In came her husband, and oh, what a shock, to see the old Newfie wind up his wife's clock. Let me twirl, I'm a lumma, twirl, I'm a lumma, twirl, aye. Twirl, aye, or aye, or aye. Let me twirl, I'm a lumma, twirl, I'm a lumma, twirl, aye. Twirl, aye, or aye, or aye. Wife Mary Ann, wife Mary Ann, why did you take in such an innocent man? To wind up the clock and leave me on the shelf. If your old clock needs winding, sure I'll wind it myself. Let me twirl, I'm a lumma, twirl, I'm a lumma, twirl, aye. Twirl, aye, or aye, or aye. Let me twirl, I'm a lumma, twirl, I'm a lumma, twirl, aye. Twirl, aye, or aye, or aye. Twirl, I'm a lumma, twirl, I'm a lumma, twirl, aye. Twirl, aye, or aye, or aye. Let me twirl, I'm a lumma, twirl, I'm a lumma, twirl, aye. Twirl, aye, or aye, or aye. Twirl, aye, or aye, or aye.
That's Harry Hibbs from his album All Kinds of Everything, recorded on the Marathon label and released in 1973. You're listening to Newfound Records. My name is Wayne Tucker. Now, if you were amongst the thousands who attended the Newfoundland and Labrador Folk Festival on Saturday night this summer in Bannerman Park in St. John's, you know that a highlight was presentation of a Lifetime Achievement Award, and this year's recipient was Figgy Duff. Now, the Duff, influenced by British trad rockers like Fairport Convention, blended traditional Newfoundland music with electric guitars. Folk Arts Society said it honored Figgy Duff's role in the province's cultural renaissance and for changing the face of Newfoundland music. Pamela Morgan accepted the award, saying it was a bittersweet thing because the founder of the band, Noel Dinn, was no longer around to see it. A resurrected Figgy Duff performed a set at the festival. Joining Morgan for that occasion were her brother George, as well as Dave Panting, Kelly Russell, and Derek Pelley. And now, from a rare BBC recording of Figgy Duff live at the Cambridge Folk Festival in 1983, here's Pamela Morgan, and she's going to introduce and sing the traditional A Sailor Courted a Farmer's Daughter.
We'd like to play you a very old ballad now that has a very old theme. It's of a parent of a particular person who falls in love with somebody beneath their station, getting very upset and threatening to disown her son, in this case. The song is called A Sailor Courted a Farmer's Daughter.
In 1983, that was Figgy Duff. Well, it's time for another break now, but you'll want to stay right where you are, because when Newfound Records returns, you're going to hear a tune from the late Laverne Squires.
Tune in to Modern Jazz Today on Mondays from 3 to 4 p.m. with your host, Carrie Gaffney, and
Jeff Williams,
where we will focus on the ever-evolving landscape of today's jazz, traversing the genre, and presenting what's new, what's groundbreaking, and where it's happening, right here and only here on CHMR FM.
The English as a Second Language program is looking for volunteers for the Conversation Partner program. If you love to talk and meet new people, this is for you. All it takes is an hour a week. For more information or to fill out an application, please visit the web page at www.mun.ca/ESL/conversation. That webpage address again is www.mun.ca/ESL/conversation. Do you have questions? Well, you can call 864-8054. That number again is 864-8054. This announcement has been a public service of 93.5 CHMR FM.
The Classics.
But it was really nice to watch the candle through a glass of wine.
And there are many covers.
Dreaming dreams together when the quiet nights are yours and mine.
We play them all on CHMR.
Just a pair of fools wrapped up in soft light, dancing from the fire till the morning light would whisper in the sky.
93.5.
I keep thinking that you saw me in the park the other day.
You're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. Each week, your host, Wayne Tucker, spins the music of Newfoundland and Labrador's pioneer recording artists. The show originates from the CHMR studios at the campus of Memorial University in St. John's. In addition to being heard on CHMR, Newfound Records is also pleased to be heard on VOBB Bombay, CJBI Belle Island, BOIR Cornerbrook, Southern Shore Sounds in Fairyland, and CIOE in Lower Sackville, Nova Scotia. Be sure you check out the program's companion website. The address is newfoundrecords.ca. Sit back and enjoy the most recent programs there whenever you want to. And you can find Newfound Records on Twitter and on Facebook. Send your email to wayne@newfoundrecords.ca. We now return to Newfound Records with your host, Wayne Tucker.
Thank you once again, Rosemary. Newfound Records now continues with a salute to the lady who is credited as the first performer to merge Newfoundland folk with rock, and that was Laverne Squires. Sadly, she passed away this summer. She was 69 years old. Now, Laverne was known for having a unique voice with an incredible range and a haunting, unforgettable tone. In the late 1960s, Laverne's band, the Land of Mordor, began exploring Newfoundland's untapped musical heritage from the works of Newfoundland folk song collectors like Maud Capellis, and that was Shades of Things to Come for groups like Figgy Duff, the Wonderful Grand Band, and Red Island. Here now, an opportunity to hear an unreleased recording of an old Newfoundland song featuring the outstanding vocals of Laverne Squires. This goes back, I think, to 1969 or so, and I believe it was Sandy Morse who made this available to me. Here, Laverne Squires is backed by the Land of Mordor with The Ghostly Lover.
Over hills and lofty mountains, oh dear, I'm forced to go. Be guided without one stumble into the arms of you. under my room window, disturbing me from my long night's rest. 'Tis your own true love, he has come to see you. I pray, get up, love, and let me in. She rose her head from her soft down pillow. Like a snowy light, when they kissed and took hands, they both embraced till this long night was at an end. Had I the ink of the darkest color, had I the paper of white, and I had a pen from Pennsylvania, my true love's praises I would write.
That was Laverne Squires and the Land of Mordor. Now, this past summer, I visited the famous fossil site at Mistaken Point in Newfoundland. That was recently declared a UNESCO site, in fact. And that's way down on the southern Avalon Peninsula near Cape Race. And we were taking the tour, and the tour guide pointed out, as we went along, the site of the abandoned fishing community of Long Beach. Now, that community was always small. Its population peaked, apparently, at 40 in 1921. That's according to Joey Smallwood's encyclopedia. What a great resource that is for anyone interested in the history of the province. Now, I think the tour guide said that Long Beach was actually the home of Sonny O'Neill. And Sonny O'Neill, of course, was the subject of Ron Hynes' best-known song, Sonny's Dream. Now, you probably didn't know, but Ron Hynes actually penned a song about Long Beach, and he included it and is quite hard to find, very first LP. That LP was called Discovery, and Ron released that in 1973. So here then is a quite young Ron Hynes singing his own composition, Ode to Long Beach, on the Newfound Records Radio Hour.
Oh, Long Beach town, it has passed to the ages, faded in shadows, misty cold gray, empty and bare like a book without pages, the ghost of an echo of children at play, caught in the dawn of a time quick to gamble, brushed like the hay straw that clung to the gowns of the fair and good ladies, through fields they did ramble, the men how they toiled, but it's all come undone. Oh, many the morning that called down the meadow, many the sunrise that washed to the shore, warm breeze that blew through the curtain-tossed windows, crazy warm smell from the old kitchen door, sunny side up and then off to the river that ran through the rushes or rockies and shelf, echoed a song to the hills way up higher, now in the evening it moans to itself. country so fair, you are faded in memory, aged and broken before the cold wind. Cast to the tide, so unyielding, eternal, caged in a token of sorrow and pain. The wild water thrashes the grain that she answers. The heart that was beating, it murmurs no sound. Far across the fog marshes, the cry of a banshee shatters the stillness in old Long Beach town.
That was Ron Hines. Now, an article in the St. John's newspaper, The Telegram, caught my eye in early August, around Regatta time. The article was written by well-known local writer Jack Fitzgerald, and the subject, no surprise, for early August was Regatta music, and it was quite interesting. And I learned something about the song usually associated with Regatta, Banks of Newfoundland, or perhaps best known as Up the Pond. And what I learned, I really did not know it before. Now, according to Fitzgerald, and I just have a short quote from his article, he said that for more than half a century, the famous Up the Pond was considered the national anthem of Newfoundland, even for two decades after the Ode to Newfoundland was introduced in 1902, people would come to attention whenever Up the Pond was played. End of quotation. And that's amazing. I did not know that. But you're about to hear now the tune Up the Pond, and it is taken from the oldest record in my library of Newfoundland recordings. It's taken from a 78 RPM record released in 1921. So it's almost 100 years old, folks. On one side of the record is the song which Jack Fitzgerald says at one time was considered Newfoundland's national anthem. It's called The Banks of Newfoundland. And I was actually wondering what it was doing on the record along with two other versions of the Ode to Newfoundland, two other melodies. One sung to Sir Hubert Parry's melody. That's the version that has persisted right up to now. And the other one sung to a melody that I believe came from Sir Charles Hutton. And now, stand up and doff your caps, because you're about to hear the three anthems, back to back to back, from a noisy old 78 RPM single, like I said, from 1921. And first you'll hear The Banks of Newfoundland, that's played by Walter B. Rogers and his band, and then after that, you'll hear the Hutton and Parry versions, both performed by a group that I know absolutely nothing about, called the Strand Quartet. Thank you.
climbs that hill, and summer spreads her hands, when sylvan voices tune thy reel, we love thee, smiling land. When blinding storms upset thy shore, and wild waves lash thy strand, both kindred swirl and tempest roar, we love thee, wind-swept land. When spread thy cloak of shimmering white, at winter's stern command, through shortened day and starlit night, we love thee, frozen land. As loved our fathers, so we love, where once they stood we stand. Their prayer we raise to heaven above, God guarding you. And summer spreads her hand, when sylvan voices tune thy reel, we love thee, smiling land. We love thee, we love thee, we love thee, smiling land. When spreads thy cloak of shimmering white, at winter's stern command, through shortened day and starlit night, we love thee, frozen land. We love thee, we love thee, we love thee, frozen land. As loved our fathers, so where once they stood we stand, their prayer we raise to heaven above, God guard thee, Newfoundland. God guard thee, God guard thee, God guard thee, Newfoundland.
That was the Strand Quartet, and before the Strand Quartet you heard Walter B. Rogers and his band. Well, time is up for another week. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you'll come back next week. Loybury is going to take us out now with Summertime and The Living is Easy. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. The show was recorded at the CHMR Studios, Memorial University in St. John's, Newfoundland. It was researched, produced, and hosted by Wayne Tucker. Send your emails to wayne@newfoundrecords.ca. I'm Rosemary Thorne, inviting you to tune in again next week for more rare music from the pioneer recording artists of Newfoundland and Labrador. Have a great week, and we'll see you next Saturday. Thank you.
There it is.